There's lots to talk about. There's the 2024 Canadian Brewing Awards. There's the Jam at Wayfarers coming up this Sunday, which I'm excited for. There's the fact that both of our skulls will be featured in a small independent film once we both go and do that tomorrow. And then the other thing, the beer whatnot down in Halifax that you told me about, the thing down at the Discovery Center, the Science of Beer.
I've got my ticket.
I'm going. And I've talked to, you know, my beer friends down in Halifax. They're all, oh, I don't know. But yeah, so it might just be me going with my small stack of business cards and just talking to people. I think I'd have a perfectly good time. Yeah. I am Ross. Joining me, as always, is my co-host Ian. And together, representing an award-winning part of Canada, the Canadian Brewery Awards, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. That's kind of my big news. It was announced just days ago. It came up on our Maritime Craft Brew page, and I do have the winner results. It's up on a tab. And, as luck would have it, one of the beers that we were waiting on trying happens to be one of the award-winning ones from Saltbox. Saltbox, their Old Foundry Stout placed bronze in I didn't have it all set placed bronze in the dry stout category. I did buy some Saltbox a few years ago because we went all the way to Shelburne itself, but I bought the Old Foundry Stouts more recently at the more local to me location. I didn't have to go all the way to Shelburne for these. I went all the way to Wolfville for those. But this the CanadianBrewingAwards.com/2024-winners has everything. And the best part, the best one in there is the Brewery of the Year. So you go through all the, you know, low alcohol, specialty IPAs, blah, 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 blah. Brewery of the Year was Boxing Rock. Oh, wait. What did I say? Saltbox is in... I'm silly. Saltbox is in Bridgewater, Lunenburg? Mahone Bay. Oh, what are they? They're based... Oh, dear. There are four stout categories. Sweet or cream stout, oatmeal stout, dry stout, and imperial stout. No Nova Scotian winners in the imperial stout one. So, yeah, maybe I should... Wait. Oh, there we go. If I highlight Nova Scotia, here we go. So, Tatamagoosh wins, or they get a silver for the Pilsner. Tanner and Company comes away with two. They got silver in the German-style wheat, which we know Tanner and Company really love their German styles. Tatamagoosh got another one for Baltic Porter. They play silver with the Two Rivers Baltic Porter. And the thing is, a lot of these we haven't had yet, so I'm not sure if they're new recipes this year. The Arvo Pilsner we haven't had out of Tatamagoosh. The Belgian Blonde from Tanner, we didn't have that one, because I remember the ones we had from Belgian Blonde. The Temptation Red Ale won the gold for North American Style Red. That makes sense, because we didn't like that one, because it was too hoppy. I'm not sure what a Belgian Style Brett beer is. Just B-R-E-T-T. Yeah, this is probably a good thing to go by. Despite the fact that there's been a couple categories. What was that? White Stout is not a category yet. And Brute IPA is not a category yet. So several of the ones that we have tried do not exist as categories. Who is this Brett and what does he want with my beer? Brett is short for Brettanomyces? Unlike typical yeasts, Brett is a little bit wild and can be responsible for some funky flavors. Brettanomyces, or, guess what it is in layman's terms, British fungus. See, there you go. You got some Brettanomyces all over the place. It's just all stuck and doing its own thing. But it's cool seeing all the different categories and finally learning, because I try to put things in categories, and it's hit or miss, and I just sort of make them up most of the time. But... Boxing Rock had a couple. They also had the Puck Off, but not the Puck Off Lager. Theirs was the Puck Off Blonde, and that's the new one. Because it was the Puck Off... We've tried the Puck Off Lager. We have not tried the Puck Off Gold. The Blonde. And that's what won the gold. The Silver, so this is the North American-style Blonde. Nova Scotia won gold and silver there. And they've got this one called Tommy's Tipple from a place called Quinn's Brewery on Quinpool Road. And I have to go there. I got to go get that. The North American style pale ale, the Vice Principal IPA won the gold from Schoolhouse Brewery. And then there's American style IPA, the IPA from Boxing Rock, which I don't think we liked on one of the IPA nights. We didn't like that one either. So all the ones that did great. There's another one by Quinn's. We got to get down to Quinn's. Apparently they're award winners. The Old Fog Burner from Garrison won the barley wine style. A silver. They got a silver there. And then, but the big thing, Brewery of the Year. Boxing Rock, Best in Show was the other large prize, and that went to one from Quebec. But it doesn't say how many, yeah, so of the entries, that would be the interesting thing. And maybe I could learn a little bit more, because if they're there, we get to talk to them in the future. But I almost brought out a Boxing Rock. I do have a Boxing Rock ale, but I only have it in the one. And it's a celebration one. I think it's called their Fisticuffs Strong something. We're going to get them out when we're together in the summer, because they're way too strong and they're a little bit too expensive to buy two of at once. So we get to go into the award-winning stouts. But in order to compare it with something, and this one being slightly lower on the alcohol scale, we get to crack open this one, which you picked up a few weeks ago, the Two Crows Classic Maritime Dry Stout, which is a 4.1. But, and you're, I don't know that you're allowed to say things like that, because you do usually, you're the one who's always arguing against me, and I'm sort of saying, it's not even a 5, why are we wasting our time? But you did say, ahead of recording and going live tonight, you did say, yeah, well, they're only 4, so might have another drink afterwards, or I'll have a drink before, I'll have a couple in between here and there, a few beers to quench my palate. So, seeing behind me as I'm in the Two Crows Brewing Company right here is all the colorful, the beauty of their cans. Is usually it's all very eclectic and whatnot, but this one, not so much. It is just a jet black can, very dark, and it doesn't even have the regular Two Crows logo on it, with the one crow on top of the other, but it is actually two crows sitting on a stick. So it's very dark. It's just, I don't know, I almost want to call it an old-fashioned more of a can design, but so it's a classic Maritime Dry Stout, and I tried looking this one up. It's not available on their website right now. I'm not sure if it's available on tap in there, but they apparently go through year by year. So maybe because winter's done and they're all out of the stouts, they won't brew it again until they'll have another classic stout in the winter of 2020. What year is it? Oh my god, 4? What year is it? 5. Fine. Oh, yeah, that is almost 6 months, isn't it? We're halfway through, and I don't even know what year it is. But the other thing with the cans of Two Crows, it usually has 3 words. And I can look up the previous beers and the classic stout for 2021. It did say smooth, creamy, and balanced. And I usually just get 3 words, but such luck on the back of the can. They're finally writing some descriptions. Classic Maritime Dry Stout is a super smooth and balanced stout, proudly made with 100% local ingredients, brewed with barley and oats grown and malted on PEI, a portion of malt that we roasted in-house for that classic toasted dry stout character. The beer was gently hopped with Golding hops grown in New Brunswick and is brewed with beautiful, soft Nova Scotia water at our brewery in downtown Halifax. Much more information than you usually get on the side of the Two Crows can. The other side of this is we both found this one at the exact same time. And I believe this is the one that we both bought too in preparation to pass it to the other. So we ended up both with 2 cans. This is now my second, because I did crack open the first a couple of weeks ago. But I had... So short story is, I've had this one just a few weeks ago, and it didn't wow me. It was fine, you know. It was all right. And we'll put it in the glass and we'll give it the old super test. But also, you know, we've talked about this. When I'm not drinking something on the show, I try to put my taste buds away. Where it wasn't that it, I'm only saying that it didn't wow me because a stout, for me, needs to be a bit more, I don't know, it has to be more than just a basic. And what I guess what impressed me about this one was that it wasn't weird. You know, where a couple of the times we have noticed where two crows will do something and it'll come out and you'll think, okay, you're just doing a basic kind of beer like this. But there's something weird about it. It's just this additional little funky thing that you weren't expecting. So the fact that this just does the, oh, it's a classic stout. Here you are. Have a stout. And yeah, it is nice. It is jet black. It's got a nice head on the top of it. You can't... It's not exactly jet black. You can still see a little bit of a haze of brown to it. I still can't find it on their site. I don't know if I'm just looking in the wrong spot, but I cannot find their dark beers on their site. When you're looking at the storefront, there's no dark beer, and they don't have any dark beer under their beer section. So you can choose, do you want to look at sours or do you want to look at beers? That's the argument that sours are not actually beer. However, mine's ready to be quaffed. How quaffable is yours? Okay. It's fine. It's good.
This doesn't taste like that. It doesn't have that body that a Guinness does. It tastes a little thin for a stout, I think. But there's some flavour there, Ross. There's some flavour there.
It is. It's roasty. You definitely get the sort of a coffee roasty at the front. It's sort of a smokiness, but a nice malt taste at the beginning, and then a roasty at the back end. And that it's fine.
It's quite roasty. It's quite. Yep.
This is what you want a stout to taste like. You know, if you want, here you are. Here's our basic stout. You go in, and you don't really want to be surprised, which is why I don't know how to feel about that, because they're very creative and they're very interesting and they try all sorts of bonkers, crazy things. And this is just, this is what they're saying. It's just classic, dry stout. And it's a dry stout, so it's not supposed to be super sweet up front. Super smooth, fine, balanced stout, okay. And then proudly they go on about all of their ingredients and whatnot.
I find it extremely similar to the dark lagers we've tried recently, which really do surprise me. Oh, you know what? I talked several weeks ago about the Moosehead dark lager, which blew me away. Mm-hmm. This is, it's a little creamier than that, but the flavor is quite, to my palate, you know, the old memory thing going in there, it tastes not dissimilar to the black lager, and I can't remember the name of it, from Moosehead.
Cascadian?
What's it called?
Cascadian?
Possibly. That rings a bell. That is significantly stronger, by the way. But this tastes not dissimilar to that. And it has... This is a little creamier than that. But it's the flavour is reminiscent of that dark lager. Which kind of begs the question to me, then. There is so much there's crossing over, there's blurring of the lines now, a hell of a lot of it with beers. If you've got 61 categories, by the way, it's not surprising. Mm. But it used to be, you know, if you were getting a stout, you were getting a thick, full-bodied, a meal in a glass. If you were getting a lager, you were getting a lighter, gassier, less rich. There was definite distinction between never twain shall meet, it seemed to be, with beers. And because of craft brewing now, it's gone so far, it's really pushing boundaries all the time. There is so much blurring of the lines between beers. Now, this tastes not dissimilar at all to that dark lager. And I don't understand the brewing process, because I can't get into that. I've never microbrewed. But this is... I like it, actually, mate. It's not thick. It's not difficult to drink.
Nope.
It's fine.
It's delightful. I would be happy to have this if there was nothing else interesting on the menu. You know, if it was all just full of lager this and a pale ale and things like that. Unless you had like a caramel pale ale, I would just say, yeah, just keep bringing me this. This is perfectly okay. I have an admission to make. I forgot to check the sound. So... the first 15-ish minutes of this, you are again muted, luckily. So, but, I was in the midst of, and this would have been even stranger, I was going to mention to you, is your network connectivity at peak this or that? Because you're sort of you're going in and out, and it sounds a bit robotic, and it's getting kind of choppy, and your video is not the best. Are you on the whip?
I'm not on Wi-Fi. I'm going to space and back. Mm. So I'm going satellite.
Would you?
Yeah,
say?
That might. I've done that in the past now for a number of weeks, and you've not mentioned that. So if I'm a bit robotic. Sorry about that. I'll try my best.
Might just be it. But that's okay. So when it was its worst, when I was trying to hear you, that was when you were muted. So no one else is going to get to the blessings of that whole thing. I'm trying to find a little bit more information on the Brewing Awards, because it shouldn't the Keats and the Moosehead, the small batch ones, would they qualify for the Canadian Brewing Awards? Potentially. But since we can't see who submitted anything, we can't find out from that. And maybe I will ask my professionals that I get to ask. There's also a style guidelines page, which you can get into here. So we could even look at dry. Wait, where's the dry stouts? Styles originating. No, I think we want the UK. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, Scotch ales. Hello, yes. English bitter. Ooh. Anyway, dry stout. Dry stouts are black in color. Significant head retention should be part of the visual character. Head retention is not exactly winning. The aromas should be largely defined by coffee-like roasted barley, dark chocolate, moderate roasted malt character. Hop aroma is at low levels and of European type if present. Initial flavor profile may include light caramel, bittersweet chocolate, and coffee. Dry stouts exhibit a dry roasted character, which should produce a distinct bitterness in the finish. Slight acidity and astringency may be perceived, but is not necessary. Dry stouts are sometimes served nitrogenated. Nitrogenated, which produces an enhanced creaminess.
It's creamy.
I love this page.
Yeah, it is actually creamy to taste, but the head, I'm afraid, has done a runner. It's completely disappeared, which is a little disappointing. Like you say, it's a stout. It's not a cream stout, but it's still a stout. And I expect something of a head on a stout. It is a bit watery. But
yes, that's the only thing going not so great for it. And which is why I'm going below an 8, but I think at least a 7. This is a 7.4, 7.6 out of 10, I would say.
I'm not going that high. You didn't wow you. It's a little disappointing for me, because Two Crows have wowed me recently. This isn't wowing me, like you said a little while ago, either. It's if this was the only beer in the pub, I'd be okay with it, but if there was another stout, I'd probably go for it. It's a bit like, dare I say it, when I first started going into Two Crows. My goodness, that might be 5 or 6 years ago now, soon after they'd opened up. I found them disappointing. This is a little disappointing. Again, it's a little watery for me. But it sounds like it's doing pretty much what it says by the online profile of what a dry stout should be. And it is only 4.1%. It's fine, Ross, but it's not exciting me. I'll give it a 6.
6.0? I think it's way more drinkable than that. But again, not not exciting, not wowing.
No, not for a stout. For me, okay, I'm going to do that Ross thing. I'm giving it a 6 out of 10 for a stout. It's an effort, but it's not an outstanding effort. Yeah. For a beer, yeah, I'm okay with it, 7 out of 10. But for a stout, it's a little disappointing for me. Because I love stouts. Yep. I love them so much. And porters and darker, maltier ales, and this just isn't exciting for me.
Did I tell you about that conversation that I had? I was at Wayfarers. I had just hosted a jam session, of which there's another one coming up. Cough, shameless plug. But I was talking to my friend Greg, and our other friend Chris was talking about the fact that we drink some beers, and Greg was standing there saying, oh no, I don't, you know, I like coming to pubs and playing music with everybody, but I don't really like craft beer. And I started going, all right, lean in, what's going on here? He says, no, I can't drink it, because none of them are very good, because they're all too hoppy, and I like things that are a bit darker and maltier. And I said, I fully, fully understand where you're coming from. I fully agree that too many of them are like that. But luckily, yeah, you, Greg, you are in luck, my friend, because we have had over 300 of the Nova Scotian craft beers, and we're always on the hunt for the malty, the tasty, the delicious, the much less bitter and hoppy kind of thing like that. So it was kind of interesting to talk to someone who has just, you know, tried a couple, wasn't his cup of tea, and said, no, I like... So he's probably sitting at home, happily having a Kilkenny cream ale right now.
Or possibly, we've tried over 300 Nova Scotia craft ales, and only 270 of them are IPAs.
I'm sure it's not that bad. Let me hang on. I'll get you the pie chart. Beer frequency. Would you like to know? Now, not including. Oh wait, the IPAs, we have had 9.3% of the beers we've had have been IPAs.
No, only 9%.
However, that does not include, there's 1.5% were black IPAs and 0.6% were hazy IPAs. So I have added a few. Oh, there we go. There's a rye. No, that's a rye ale. So there are a few. There's a New England IPA is one of them in there. So it doesn't quite cover everything. And then the double IPA. Double IPAs is another 2.2%. So it all depends on what would you consider IPA. So maybe I'm going to go through the Canadian Brewery Awards, and we're going to start doing things by that category, and then see what's going on at the very tail end. Style guidelines. There's mixed beer styles. Do they have one that is, say, white stout? No. Do they have brut? These may include specialty IPA are not limited to brut IPA, red IPAs. We've had we had one of those from Great Roads. A white IPA. That's right. I don't know that one. A rye IPA. We got a couple of those. A brown IPA. Do tell. So there. Mm-hmm. There may be, this may cover all of ours. All of our ones that we have definitely tried. No, still nothing in the white stout category. So it's still just kind of an unconsidered one. However, Saltbox Old Foundry Stout did pick this one up. It is available in stores. It's actually on sale right now from Saltbox website, ringing in at 4.3% alcohol by volume. I did need to triple check because my mind was just elsewhere. Forgot that Mahone Bay is where Saltbox is from. I was mixing up because Saltbox starts with S and Shelburne starts with S, so I was mixing up my Boxing Rock again, my Shelburne. But I mean, well done, South Shore. You definitely showed up us here in the Annapolis Valley, but then again, I don't know who went. I am unsure which breweries went to the awards out there, because they were in Hamilton, if I had not mentioned earlier. 2024 Canadian Brewery Awards were in Hamilton, but we were represented by at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I would be filling in for you, but I'm just reading the little fellow on the back there. This stout is a beauty. It says, I love self when things really big themselves stuff. I like that. You know, when they say this is the best beer you will have, and by all accounts they can do that because they just won an award for it. Made with two row malt, roasted barley, chocolate malt. I don't know how to pronounce that word. Well, melon hops, which is very interesting, and ale yeast. The taste of dark chocolate notes and flavors is apparent. Keep cold and consume fresh. I took mine out of the fridge, as I usually do, a couple of hours ago. So stouts, I like to be colder, and lagers, I like to be colder. This one I took out. And it warmed up some, so I'm trying to give it a bit of head. Mm-hmm. It failed at Two Crows won, unless, of course, it was up against it altogether in the first place, because the Two Crows one wasn't going to give me much of a creedy head. Hopefully, since this is a bronze-winning old stout, that this is going to keep some head and keep some classic creamy head and some body going on in there, like the other one kind of did.
The smell on it is chocolatey. I'm hoping to get some chocolatey out of this. It is a very similar description on the website as the one on the can, which is good. It is a jet black can. So the funny thing that I was going to point out is that both cans look familiar, and both my 20-ounce glasses are the same shape. So it is a very similar set of twinsies going on here, where the cans... at that dark can and a bit of a golden kind of old school
stout. They know it would be silly to have a dark stout in a nice flowery loud colored rainbow colored, it would just look weird. That's what fruity ales do, that's what summer ales do. They go for the big loud colors, etc., because that's what summer is for most people.
Twinkle Pony Tiramisu Stout, do you remember that can? That one...
I do. So you just pissed on my fireworks, and that's exactly what that did. Put a load of colour on the stout. Your face says wow. Have you smelt it yet?
It smells delicious. The can smells...
The
head's... It's gone. I feel like I've poured a glass of Pepsi. Look at this. It's just...
Yeah.
Oh,
the head disappeared. Well, there's head there right now. There's lots of it.
Yours
there
wins.
Hang on. No, it doesn't, because like you just said, it was like pouring a glass of Coke. And if we've learned nothing on this show, it's that you actually should pour a beer quickly. And then, so something to do with that gas then that doesn't then make you burp all the time. It's all dissipated and comes out of the glass. This is doing the same thing as a Coke does. You're spot on, Ross. It's now dying back.
It
doesn't have a creamy head. It has a Coke head on it.
Yeah.
Coke head.
I don't really know where to go from there. I recall responding to a comment on one of the Maritime Craft Brew pages where I explained, or not, I try not to sound like a know-it-all, but I just sort of, I read somewhere that it's actually better for your tummy if you let it foam up a bunch first. That's right. That was someone saying, I drink craft beer and I always have a terrible hangover afterwards. And it's not the first time I've heard that.
Oh, yes.
I've heard that before. One Patrick Terwilliger Murphy, a friend of ours who's been on the show, he has said that. He says, I can't drink Patty's beer. It gives him a tremendous hangover. And I went, I don't know. I have lived in Patty's for years of my life. And I don't know what I would have done.
I think it's the old, it's the classic anecdote about if you fall off your bicycle, just get straight back on it again and keep riding, and you'll get over that. So that's anyone fair. That has a hangover, after a few beers, just needs to play through the pain. This is, it's done what you said. It's the head has dissipated a lot. Yours is... No, I'm sorry, Ross. There's something wrong with that. Have you put it into a glass that's got washing up liquid in it or something? Because that's flat.
Hopefully not, but I guess maybe that's a possibility. The can smells chocolatey, but I am getting not only butterbean off the smell in the glass.
Getting butterbean as well, I was going to say.
More of... It smells like, and I know this is not going to make a lot of sense, scentless candles. It smells like candle wax. With no scent in it.
And that's why they won the bronze award for
probably not why. Maybe I'm just getting a bum can. Maybe I did something weird with my glass. Maybe I should be rinsing them out already ahead of time. I store them all upside down. So there's not, they're not catching spiders in them anymore like that one time. But should I give them a little bit of a rinse next time? Maybe just kind of a, I don't know. How much prep should we be doing for this little one, viewership of one beer show that we do?
None. No prep whatsoever. In fact, I'm surprised you went to the Canadian Brewing website for the winner of the... I'm surprised you didn't just wing that and just make it all up, but you did, and I really do appraise you for that.
I didn't even know they were happening. There was a wonderful post on the Maritime Brew group that we've got saying, hey, congratulations to the Maritime Brewers themselves. Oh, no, that just raises even more questions. I don't know what's going on. I'm a little worried. Atlantic Canada Beer Blog has not been updating. Whatever. You ready for some candle wax and butter beans? Bronze medal, yep, winning.
Let's go. While I sip this and take a big swing, I'm going to muse over the classic Ross Chapman irony of wearing a Halloween fleece at the end of May. Cheers.
It's a sweater. I was cold. Huh. If possible, that one has even less personality than the Two Crows one.
I'm surprised at that. I was girding my loins for something quite extraordinary. And I prefer it to the Two Crows. It's creamier and smoother. It's fuller bodied, but it's a little disappointing, seeing as it won such a prestigious award.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, came third. But I mean, as you said, we have no idea how many old stouts it was up against.
We don't even know how it was transported. Maybe it was taken as a keg.
I do like it, Ross. I do. That's a really nice stout. And if they brought me that and said, this is our house stout, and I drank it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's really good. I'll have a couple of those. I was expecting more because the bar was set higher.
We talked it up. This is the award winner. This is the third best dry stout in the country.
Across Canada.
Years ago, Uncle Leo's smoked porter won the best porter in the country. And, yeah, because it was freaking delicious. Yeah. So, I mean, it'd be nice to explore a few more of these. I could have looked around. In fact, there were a couple of other winners on there. We both went to the LC today. Maybe we should have explored this a bit more. But that is...
It's
disappointing, isn't it?
It's fine.
It is. There's nothing gross. There's nothing not good about it. But it's a dry stout supposed to be boring? It's a little boring.
I do like the fact that it feels more like a stout to me than the Two Crows. I was likening that Two Crows one to that dark lager, as I said, because it had the same flavor profile as that dark lager and by the Moosehead small brewery.
We almost had our dark lagers tonight.
We did, but it felt thin. It felt like it was lacking in body. This one has a fuller body. It's slightly more.
I'll give you body. I will give you body. There's a bit of a smokiness coming through at the tail end. I love this. There's a beautiful chocolatey sweetness. There was on the can. I'm not finding that in there.
It's not massively flavored.
And this is the 4.3% is.
You know, you mentioned there were a number of stout categories. This one, the gold, the bronze in the old stout. Now it would be interesting to see how they qualify or how they differentiate an old stout from, say, a cream stout or an oatmeal stout, because they clearly would have different flavor profiles and bodies. If this is what is an old stout, i.e. something that was brewed traditionally in London or Ireland 300 years ago, if this is nailed on what you expect that beer to taste like, rather than oatmeal stouts or chocolate stouts or whatever, then maybe we're not the people to be. Oh no, I know we're not. We're not connoisseurs of beer. So we can't really
we're
say...
We're not judges there.
Exactly. No, absolutely not. We just know what we like. And this, to me, is a little disappointing, mm-hmm. seeing as it's garnered some pretty big accolades there in the Canadian Brewing Awards.
So I get to wander back over here into the style categories. This is on the Canadian Brewing yep. Awards site. So there's four yep. stouts. We read the one for the dry stout. The dry stout is the aromas should be largely defined by coffee, dark chocolate, roasted malt. Hop aroma is low and of European type, if at all. Flavor pro main light caramel, bittersweet chocolate, coffee. Dry stout exhibit a dry roasted character which produce a distinct bitterness and bitter. I keep saying bitterness. Slight acidity and astringency may be perceived. But then you go, so oatmeal stout, roasted malt, coffee-like roasted barley aromas are prominent, light nutty, grainy oatmeal aroma, chocolate and caramel aromas and flavors derived from malt should be evident. Fruity esters are not perceived. Hop aroma is acceptable, but should not overwhelm the overall balance. Ooh, there we go. Yeah, okay. Chocolate and coffee tones, while remaining smooth and not bitter, hop bitterness is medium. The addition of oatmeal in the grist should result in a pleasant full flavor without contributing a grainy character. Body is full. Sweet stout.
I always, I don't know about you, but oatmeal stouts win me every time. I love oatmeal stouts. Yep. They're so full, they're so rich, and they're so bready, and they're so filling, and I can normally only have more. I can never have any more than eight of them in a setting.
But no, we've even had bad ones.
I can't have absolutely. But oatmeal stouts to me, of all the stout varieties, the oatmeal stout for me is the most comforting, and I want to sit by a fire in winter and have two or three of them while reading a book. And I don't even read books. But that's what I want to do when I've got oatmeal stouts on the go. When I'm drinking a regular 4% stout, it's a 4.3, whatever, I have to say it, Ross. Guinness, it's such a... Guinness and... It really does do it. It does what it does.
How would you compare either of these two to, say, Guinness?
I'd prefer a Guinness.
I think so, too. And honestly, at this point, I'm preferring the Two Crows one.
I'm sorry. We don't often disagree. I think the Old Foundry tastes more like the stout to me. It's got the body of a stout.
It's got more body. It's thicker. Yes.
Yes.
But I.
And it's only 2%. It's nothing to do with the alcohol here.
Nope.
It's just whatever it is that they put in there. And how they mash it and put it together. The Old Foundry stout to me tastes more like and has the body of a stout, whereas the other one has it's more like a dark lager. The Old Foundry for me wins it quite handsomely, but it's still lacking in something which would have made me go, wow, I can see why that was the third best old stout across the whole country.
I don't know. It's not tasting like a bronze medal dry stout to me, because it's not an oatmeal stout. Fine. It's not a sweet or a cream stout, which I'm learning is the other kind. But it...
Yeah.
Maybe I just don't get this style. Maybe I just don't get this category. I would be a terrible judge, where... Everything they're describing about what a dry stout is everything should be low, boring, and barely present. So you're kind of... It's like judging chicken broth, I guess. There's no...
Chicken broth.
There's no personality. There's no pop. There's no zing. There's no fire! Copandales.
You know, those award things. I wonder if they pitch up. I mean, they don't bring a can of it. I would imagine they... I don't imagine they bring a can of it. I imagine they turn up in a horse-drawn carriage along the red carpet, and they present their flagon of ale served by the master brewer in the best possible way. They don't say, here's a can of Old Foundry, open that and give it a go. What I'm saying is, I think they present it the best way they can, and this may not be the best way to try Old Foundry Stout.
That's what I was hoping.
Right.
So I looked up, because on the site it also says, what to do if you're competing, how to deliver, what the delivery instructions are. Yeah. Now, it doesn't specifically say how to deliver it, but there are pictures of six packs of cans with the little, you know, fastener for a six pack of cans. And then it says, hey, if you're in Eastern Canada, there is a shipment of all of the beers from Eastern Canada. And so if you're in Newfoundland or PEI or out here, ship it to Garrison, and then Garrison will get all the shipment out here to Hamilton. So if you're a small PEI brewery and you want to have it considered, you sort of say, all right, here's our small case of all of our submissions. Let's, you know, we drive down to Halifax, and then we get to Garrison, and we say, hey, guys, hey, I'm here with the Fannie Mae Tallywhacker Brewery out of PEI.
Yep.
And here are my beers. And they said, oh, great, chuck it on the truck. And you've just got your case of cans, I assume. I don't think you would take kegs. And again, how many do you send? I'm gaining more questions than answers.
I kind of feel that they would have taken a barrel, a keg, with them. I don't know why.
Because instructions. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm all ears.
Packaging instructions. Pack six bottles/cans of each beer brand/SKU entered. The Canadian Brewing Awards will not accept beer in keg format. Growlers and howlers are discouraged. Companies submitting non-pasteurized products are encouraged to ship using overnight delivery. Samples will be kept in proper refrigeration prior to judging. Print two copies of the packaging list for blah, blah, blah. Six pack. So you're sending a six of each type for consideration. So I can say, do you have six judges? 12? And half a can?
I've just completely 180'd my thought process because of what you've just said.
Okay.
And immediately it makes perfect sense, because what are punters like you and I, how are most people going to be quaffing this ale? By going in there and buying a can of it, not going into their craft brewery and saying, I want that straight out of the tap. It makes perfect sense that so they would say, majority of your beer is sold this way, so therefore we need to taste what the punters taste. That makes perfect sense.
I would love to go in and to every spot and sit down and say, give me two flights and give me everything you've got on tap. I would love to do that. But
yeah.
I don't feel like that's an accurate representation of what they're offering. I'm starting to feel like what goes in the can, this is the correct representation. But sometimes things go wrong in the can. Maybe I didn't wash this glass correctly. I feel terrible now that maybe I'm judging the Saltbox one a little more harshly.
I tell you what, mate. I've drunk dozens of beers in my life. Literally, I've had dozens of pints. I'm up to that. And there is not one time I can say this. Whenever you go into a pub and you have a local beer on tap that they pull right there and they pour it properly, if you've got a decent beer and a decent bar person that knows how to pull a beer, it tastes fantastic. If it's a decent craft ale, then hand pulled right there in the pub, it tastes way, way better than the bottle or the can equivalent that you can pick up off your supermarket shelf just down the road. I don't know why that is, but there is no denying that it tastes better hand-pulled from a keg or a barrel by a pub that knows what it's doing.
Yeah.
So I do understand why, I guess, that they would say, hang on, this is, if that were the reason for it, you'd pitch up with your six cans if you're trying to qualify your beer into the Canadian craft brewery. I can understand why they do it, but it doesn't necessarily transfer over to being, this is what our beer tastes like. It just tastes like a beer that's been in a can for 4 months. And as a result, it takes on something else, is what I think. What do I know? That's what I think. Based on, like I said, okay, I said dozens. I've drunk thousands of beers. And they do taste better when they are drawn from a can. I beg your pardon, from a keg. For some reason,
there's two sour ale categories, but there's no Radler category. I find that interesting.
Because?
I don't know. I just find that interesting. Because isn't a Radler a type of beer? Isn't it brewed like a beer? Shouldn't it be a category? Is a Radler a beer? A Radler is a mix of beer and lemonade. All right, fine.
Yeah.
Two parts beer with one part lemonade. All right, so I guess it wouldn't quite count. Factor.
I've got exactly the same amount of dregs. Let's call it what it is. The dregs of the two. You don't. You've just gone and just switched. I was hoping you were going to do them with me, but... There we go.
I finished off the salt box because I want to finish with the Two Crows. I prefer it. I do prefer it. Even though it has less body to it, it's not quite as thick, but I prefer the taste.
Of the Two Crows?
Of the Two Crows, the classic dry stout. That is
fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
That is fascinating.
In my mind, the Two Crows is better than this bronze win third best dry stout in the country, and I'm like, nah, I like this one better.
Interestingly, again, I would not imagine that all the craft breweries send their entire range to the Craft Brewing Awards. So therefore, there may have been some tricks missed by various breweries to say, you know what? There was only seven beers represented in this category. Ours is pretty good. If we had brought this one along, we may have got something out of it. I would imagine breweries don't bring their entire range. They just bring what they think they've got a chance in. I might be wrong.
But then maybe there's some breweries that don't have the money to send a huge batch. I want to get Rob on the phone and find out what Great Roads sent, because I still submit that their red ale is one of the best in the province. I think it'd be winning awards. There's so many beers that weren't listed. I'm like, this one should be winning awards. Horton Ridge, they've got two on there. Oh my goodness, the Bar Dog Stout should have won the Sweet Stout. That is... Whew, so good. But maybe it's a seventh place and we win the funky categories that don't Nova Scotian breweries win more in the funky category side of things. I don't know.
I'm going back to the Two Crows. I'm going to finish.
See, there's my last
with the Old Fountain. I'm going back to the Two Crows. Okay, sure. It's got some flavor, Ross.
Well, now everything, now nothing tastes like any. It's these 4.1s and 4.3. I feel like I'm just drinking tap water at this point.
fair enough. If you want your 4.3 tap, you go ahead. it's fine. The Two Crows is fine. It does have some flavor to it. In fact, after the Old Foundry stout there, I went back to that and I thought, that's pretty good. But it doesn't have the body of a stout that I want. So therefore, I'm going to stay again at a 6. For a beer, 7. But for a stout, I'm disappointed in it. 6. And I'm going to finish with the Old Foundry. Oh my goodness. Oh, it's actually a little sweeter.
Reserve your stay.
I give the Old Foundry stout a 6.5.
I know.
It's not knocking my socks off. No. It's disappointing. And what do we know? It might not have been that many entries.
Absolutely nothing. We've just had a lot of beer and we know what we like. And this isn't what we like. Maybe we don't like dry stouts.
Oh, that's a possibility. The stout categories, the whole idea of stouts maybe have moved on a pace. Maybe these were traditional stouts that we don't go on so much. I don't know. They're fine. They still taste like beer to me. And if it was a straight choice between that and a sour, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
So give me the beer. Give me the beer.
That's true. But anyway. Where I've found with dry white wines and things is dry just seems like another word for flavorless.
With wines?
Yeah, I don't like dry wines.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. I far prefer dry wines than sweet wines. Oh, 100%.
I need flavor. I need a big amount of flavor. So I think,
Do you just then say that if it's not a sweet, it doesn't have any flavor? I find... I don't think...
Dry white wine. Someone says, this is a dry white wine. And I am hunting for any kind of flavor. And it's like eating a hot sauce, having a hot sauce. And the only flavor of the hot sauce is hot. It's just heat. It's just burn. It's pain.
I get that. A dry red has so much flavor to it. It doesn't have... Oh, your face is... Okay.
Does it?
This is definitely... Well, I mean, listen, you're a wine bus tour guide.
I am. And I tell people, I like a bold, punch you in the... You knock you over. I like very obvious flavors. So when you get into and the word dry, as soon as someone says, this is a dry, I think, oh... I'm going to have to go searching for the flavor, aren't I? It's just hidden behind. So it's dry. So it's sort of like this echo chamber, this empty chasm of taste potential right in the middle. And there's nothing in it.
Ever equated the dryness of a wine to how much flavor it had. Now, that...
I could be doing something wrong. I don't know.
And on that note, I'm out of here.
Well, now I want to go and look at the dry stout again. Doesn't it? It just says everything is low levels. So initial flavor profile is a bit this. It shouldn't be, you know. Yeah, produce a distinct bitterness. Sometimes this enhanced. Maybe perceived. Light this. Light flavor this. So dry. No. Anyway. I'm sorry, Hamilton. I don't personally agree with your choices based on what you got. But well done. Well done, Nova Scotia. Well done, Nova Scotian Breweries. Well done, Tatamagush, Tanner & Company. Saltbox. Especially Boxing Rock for Brewery of the Year. Well done, all. I'm so happy that getting on the map. I gotta do a quick percentage of how many of the awards they took away. So 12 out of what was 65 categories. That's a good chunk. We're a tiny little province out here in the East Coast. But regardless, we're back here next week. And I don't know. I mentioned it. We're hopefully talking to. We got it scheduled, but things happen. Todd Beal will be here from the Maritime Craft Beer. Facebook page. The administrator, the main administrator. Anyway, we'll be talking to Todd Beal about his favorites, and we have to go and fetch some of his whatnot. Talking about things, probably talking about the Canadian Brewing Awards and a little bit all the stuff that Ian and I occasionally miss out on. But we are here every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. youtube.com/@drinknsdry is the YouTube page. We're right here. You can find our podcast at any podcasty locations and places, or you can go straight to the source at drinkns.unsupervised.beer. That should be all of it. So we will see you next week. We are talking to our special guest.
All right.
And I want to thank Ian for being here as always. But we'll see you next week. Good night.